We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Pain in the Grass, it is back. Three big days of pain. Tuesday, July 30th, Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd, all happening at the White River Amphitheater. And of course, for 3 days, you know the lineup is insane. Slipknot, Disturbed, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Volbeat, and lots of bands, man.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. I was just talking to someone over the weekend about Slipknot and mentioned to them, oh, you know, they're going to be playing Pain in the Grass. Like, no one. I'm like, where the hell have you been, man?
Come on.
Get your tickets.
I mean, it's always, you know, pain is always the event of the summer. And this year, biggest event, biggest pain we've had. Tickets on sale now as I'm speaking. Go to livenation.com. And don't forget, man, $2 from each ticket sold benefiting the Vitalogy Foundation. They do a lot of great work here in the Pacific Northwest. You want more information about pain? Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah. Should pump it up for Monday. Let's do it. Get going, man. Pump this up. Yeah, I think we need to pump it up for Steve, international music man.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you had a busy weekend, so I don't know if your brain power is going to be all there.
I burned a lot of brain cells. I ain't going to lie.
You know, drinking with Dane Cook.
That was Chad Kroger, I found out.
Okay. So we'll have to see if our contestant today has what it takes to beat Steve. We've got Chad in Renton to take him on. Chad, are you there, sir?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, Chad?
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Buck Cherry. They're going to be over at El Corazon on June 12th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now at Ticketfly.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Chad will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chad, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yup, let's do it.
Co-starring with Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom first played Will Turner in what movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes! In what decade was the cereal Captain Crunch first introduced?
40s?
No.
50s?
No.
70s?
No! Oh. Which team does LeBron James currently play for?
Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes! How many fingers does a Boy Scout extend in a salute?
2?
No.
3.
Yes. If you have 20 quarters, how many dollars would you have?
4.
No.
Wait, what? 8.
No.
10.
No. Oh. What is what is Katniss's last name in The Hunger Games?
Evergreen.
No.
Pass.
Irish coffee is made with what type of alcohol?
Bailey's.
No.
Whiskey.
Yes. Which P word was used to describe when alcohol was banned in the United States?
Prohibition.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
All right. That's a long way to get to five there.
Yeah.
A lot of work there.
Wow, that the quarters thing really messed up.
It really messed him up.
I'm so good at math. I'm kicking myself.
Well, don't say anything. Steve's back, and you don't want to give him any help.
Yeah.
Steve's
helpless.
Steve, are you ready?
Ah, yes!
Co-starring with Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom first played Will Turner in which movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes!
Oh.
What decade was the cereal Captain Crunch first introduced?
60s.
Yes. Which team does LeBron James currently play for?
Oh, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes! How many fingers does a Boy Scout extend in a salute?
One.
No.
Two.
No.
Three?
Yes! If you had 20 quarters, how many dollars would you have?
Five.
Yes! What is Katniss's last name in The Hunger Games?
Dog Whiz.
No.
Hunger and...
No.
Tharian.
No! Irish coffee is made with what type of alcohol?
Baileys.
No.
Kahlua.
No.
Crap.
Rum. No! Which P word was used to describe when alcohol was banned in the United States? Yes! Captain Cook named the Hawaiian Islands what in 1778?
The Magical Islands?
No.
The Rainbow Islands?
No.
The Big Islands?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, Steve,
man.
You snuck by 6-5. Chad,
you've only got yourself to blame for that one, buddy. And he's gone.
Who else would I blame? You?
Yeah. Well, I would. I blame somebody else.
Yeah, right?
The best answer ever.
Well, he called himself a math whiz. I don't think I would tell anybody I was a math whiz when you couldn't get that.
Well, it's the nerves.
I don't know why I'm making excuses for him, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but that was the decider.
It was.
Yeah. Which one?
The 20 quarters. He couldn't figure it out.
And he said he was a math whiz?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Oh,
it probably pissed him off that I got it right.
Yeah, he said 4 and then 8 and then 10 and none of those are 5.
No.
Katniss's last name on The Hunger Games, he was really close with Evergreen.
Yeah, he was.
Everdeen.
Yeah. So that's another one he's going to kick himself about. Irish coffee is made with whiskey. Chad got that one correct.
Whiskey.
And then does anybody know what Captain Cook named the Hawaiian Islands in 1778?
I can't think of it. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Sandwich Islands?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was named after I think it was actually named after somebody like maybe the Earl of Sandwich, but I could just be making that up right now.
Yeah, you probably are.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the internet
in front of me, so I'm kind of guessing there.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 6 correct. What's that?
We got a beat makes police question.
What's that?
I mean, Cub Scouts use 3 fingers in the salute. Boy Scouts use 2.
Oh.
I thought they did the 2 fingers together. Like, yo.
Whoa.
Well, that's great because they both said 2, and then they both said 3.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. Hooray.
Well, it does, especially if you want to get the right answers in life.
Well, sure. We figured it out afterwards. But it worked itself out.
Doesn't matter. Trivia questions don't need to be correct.
It was fine.
Yeah. And Trebek says that all the time.
I'm sure he does. They fixed it after
Panda.
Yeah. Well, he still got 6 correct.
Yeah. And that means call number 6. You are checking out Buck Cherry at the El Corazon. Buck Cherry. 206-421-ROCK. Call number 6. 206-421-ROCK.
The El Corazon.
The El Corazon. I'm trying to be like Vicky. How'd I do, Vicky? I guess I was saying the El Corazon is kind of redundant.
I feel like you're doing...
There's 2 D's.
Yeah. The Corazon.
The Corazon.
You're also doing like the hand thing. It's not Italian, dude. It's a Spanish.
I can't help it.
It's a Spanish. Now you're sticking it to me. Dang it.
I'm not sticking it to you. Don't put those rumors out there.
Gross.
Yeah. I don't need a beat, buddy.
Hey, Steve.
Yikes.
Hi, BJ.
You know Al Roker, our buddy.
Yes.
Who's on the Outer Banks. Remember Al Roker?
Our very own Al Roker. Oh, boy. Is getting blown on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Al, good morning.
Katie Couric is a naughty girl. They need to bring her back. Well, Al Roker, he does the weather for the Today Show, and then what they do is they kick it to the local guy to go, all right, what's going on in your town?
Okay.
And he did that, and the dude in the local town was not ready. And not being ready had him drop the F-bomb on live TV.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
He's a person who's passed on, too. It's such a weird thing. It's just strange. But I think if I didn't do that, I wouldn't allow myself...
I got your latest weather, Savannah.
Wow.
I like how they use the NBC sound effect to kind of cut out of that.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He just cursed.
He dropped the F-bomb. Boy, that guy was oblivious.
Yeah. What the hell was he talking about? I'm kind of curious now.
Ooh,
they should go back to him like during the show and be like, what the hell is going on, man?
Yeah.
What's gossiping about?
Damn, dude. Yeah, again, you put a mic on me. And I know that at some point I'm going to be going live. You know, I mean, I just know you can't be dropping the F-bomb.
But see, you don't have it. Well, I mean, we have a mic in front of us every day. But you know what I mean? But with TV, I would imagine that after a few years of doing that, you kind of just...
Oh, you get comfortable?
Yeah. You think, okay, well, we're pros. We don't have to worry about this. And
yeah, no, not at all. We don't have to worry about it. Dang, dude. Wow. Got to tell you about this student that was arrested. Why? Because of something that he saw on TV on his principal. Yeah, you're going to hear what happened at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. An 18-year-old Miami high school student has been arrested after trying a WWE wrestling move on his principal.
Okay. Really?
Well,
I saw it. It was a very half-assed attempt at doing Randy Orton's RKO.
Oh, yeah?
But he kind of gets around the principal's neck, and right before he can do anything else, the principal just shuts it down. But I guess he yelled, like, RKO! And his buddies are filming it because they thought it would be funny. But if you're going to do it, you kind of have to let the principal know as well.
Yeah.
The principal wasn't feeling it.
No. And here's a Miami news reporter talking about the whole thing.
It's the signature move of wrestler Randy Keith Orton. In RKOs, wrestlers jump high into the air, grab the back of their opponent's heads, and drive their faces into the mat.
Yeah.
18-year-old Gianni Sosa is charged with trying an RKO move on Southridge Senior High School principal Umberto Murray, as seen on a student's cell phone video. The move fails, and Murray puts Sosa in a headlock to restrain him as a student laughs. Now Sosa's charged with battery on a school employee and interfering with an educational institution.
And
respect to the principal for following it up with a headlock.
I mean,
it's a great way to combat an RKO.
The principal did a great job.
Maybe he was just falling into the whole wrestling thing, too.
Having seen the video, it really looks like that Gianni's the one that got the worst of it.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, he gets arrested, and Gianni's siblings are like, come on, he was just clowning around. Gianni shouldn't be arrested.
My brother does not deserve this. Like, my brother's a nice guy. All he wants to do is make people laugh, make people feel happy about themselves.
Sorry. He weighs 135 pounds. To be able to do the move, if everybody watches WWE, because that's where it comes from, you have to run from the other side of the room to actually be able to perform the move.
Yeah. He grabs my brother in a headlock and punches him in the head.
Okay.
I love the sister.
Well, yeah. She explains the science of it all.
Right.
Yeah.
In order to do this properly, you have to be a certain weight, BJ, and you have to come from the other side of the room.
If the police see the video of the commentary from the family, I think you got to let Gianni go and arrest the parents.
Yeah, it's flawless logic.
Yeah, you got to arrest the parents, because that whole family is just full of geniuses. That's all I'm going to say.
And I saw something like, this is a kid that likes, all these kids. All these kids these days, they like to do the stuff on the YouTube and the videos, like where they do silly stuff. He's one of these kids. They showed him at like a toy store, and he jumps into like one of those bins full of balls, and they film it. So I'm sure that's part of what he was trying to do, is like get a viral hit, which he did.
Yeah.
Not for the right reasons.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, Steve. I mean, a lot of stupid stuff is happening because they want to be viral stars on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and but again, his family listening to them. Oh, I love how she's got the science of the WWE down, though. His sister's like, oh, come on, if you know WWE, come on.
The only way you can solve this: April of 2020, WrestleMania 36, Gianni versus the principal in Tampa, brother.
That's it, brother.
Main event.
That's the main event.
Are we doing Steel Cage?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's do that. Nice.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, so this 18-year-old Miami high school student, he's been arrested because he tried to do an RKO, WWE wrestling move, on his principal. And yeah, pretty stupid to do. I get it. So based on this, we know that you're stupid. Hey, we're stupid. So what stupid thing did you try because you saw it on TV or in a movie? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What stupid thing did you try because you saw it on TV or in a movie? Your calls, your texts, after Bush on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This is a great story. If you haven't seen the video, you can check it out on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. This kid Gianni, he's from Miami, and he tried to give his principal an RKO. Tried to do a wrestling move from the WWE, from Randy Orton, and it didn't go well. They basically, the principal not only rebuffed it, but put the kid in a headlock, gave him a little punch.
It took him down.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, when somebody's acting like an idiot and, you know, somebody turns around, I mean, I was like, yeah, that's it. That'll teach him beat him more. But here's the thing. As dumb as I think this kid is, when the news caught up to his family, because he got arrested for this, and they arrested Gianni for an assault, and I think that's a little bit harsh, his siblings really show you that this family, man, you know what? They're all part of the Genius Club.
Honestly, my brother does not deserve this. Like, my brother's a nice guy. All he wants to do is make people laugh, make people feel happy about themselves.
He weighs 135 pounds. To be able to do the move, if everybody watches WWE, because that's where it comes from, usually you have to run from the other side of the room to actually be able to perform the move.
He grabs my brother in a headlock and punches him in the head.
Yeah, this is a...
Well, his brother's got a future in play-by-play.
Yeah, he does. No doubt about it. And his sister can be an analyst because she'll explain the science behind, you know, how to actually get an RKO to work the right way.
In order to do it properly, you have to be more than 150 pounds. Everybody knows that.
I
like how she argues that as if there weren't luchadors everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Like some of the biggest high-flying guys out there.
Nobody can do the RKO unless they're Randy size.
Yeah. She cracks me up. That is so awesome. And, no doubt about it. Gianni's a moron. He was trying to be a viral guy and tried to pull a move on the principal. And, he went viral, not for the right reasons. Then he gets arrested. Stupid, no doubt about it. All because, well, like a lot of us, he was watching something on TV, maybe a movie, and said, oh, I got to do this. And we know you've done the same thing. How about you? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What stupid thing did you try because you saw it on TV or in a movie? Let's go to Scott in Olympia. Scott, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Not too bad, Scott. What you got for us today, buddy?
So right along the same lines, man, I wasn't dumb enough to try nothing on my teacher, but me and my buddy were walking home from middle school, little trail over to the opening road, and there was this kid that always walked in front of us. And one day I just said, I'm going to stone cold stunner this kid, you know? And my buddy bet me I went, and I ran up probably a 25-yard head start and just grabbed him by the back of the neck and head, and I came down so hard on his chin on my shoulder. He knocked his ass out. He was stunned. I got on him, and my buddy ran over. One, two, three. He's out. I'm like, I thought he was just down, but he was out. He was literally snoring on the grass there.
Damn.
And,
wow.
Yeah, after school, you wouldn't think you'd get suspended for that, but they drugged me in the office. Someone had known me and saw me do it, and then the cops were in the office the next day.
Yeah.
No assault charges. This was before that stuff was big, but they did the whole scare you thing. He could have got seriously hurt and this and that, and they suspended me for 3 days.
But yeah, see that
knocked his ass out.
See, these are those moments when you watch the WWE and they say, "Do not try this at home," and you're like, "Well, you got to tell us that," and then you realize there's
a reason.
There are people out there trying this at home.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Austin and Renton. Austin, you are on the Rock.
How's it going, BJ?
Not too bad, Austin. What you got for us, buddy?
I did the Mary Poppins umbrella move off of top of a roof.
You know, I wonder how many people tried that. And now that there's the new Mary Poppins that was out not too long ago, it's like, man, are people really thinking that? And you did that.
I did that back in the 90s when it first came out.
And? You're alive.
Mary Poppins didn't come out in the 90s.
No, I know. Yeah, you're right. That came out a lot earlier in the 90s, my friend. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a 80s baby, but 90s was my thing. So
that was the first time you saw it. Yeah, but it was Mary Poppins was, I believe, in the 60s when it came out. But anyway, the first one. So you jumped. How high were you up?
About 50 feet.
All right. And when did you realize this was a bad idea? How many seconds into the jump?
About 4 seconds.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people, though, have tried that. Because we have had a couple of text messages from people that did this as well.
Yeah, I had to go to ER because I bruised my heel and I could not walk for a week and a half.
Oh!
That sucks.
Oh!
Could have been worse, though.
Yeah, you need to make the medicine go down right there, my friend. But damn, wow. Yeah,
exactly.
Nice Mary Poppins joke.
You like that? You like that, huh? There you go. That's all I know from Mary Poppins. I have to. That's all I could think of. I was trying to think of something, and I'm like, all I can do is do the medicine go down one.
You'll need more than a spoonful of sugar, kids.
That's what it is.
Waka waka.
Hey. All right. Well, I didn't see the new one either, so I can't even give you a
I didn't even know there was a new one.
Yeah, there's a new one out there. Don't jump off the buildings with the umbrella. You didn't know there's a new one, Joe?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was like last year it came out. It was obviously a big hit.
Mm-hmm. Like the person says, I used to do the thing from the movie Waiting, and it involves making shapes out of your junk.
Oh, yeah, like the goat.
Like the puppetry of the penis guys.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, those guys. Yeah.
My favorite was the cheeseburger.
Wait, did it actually look like a cheeseburger?
And surprisingly so, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Huh. Yeah, and you got to see them up close because they came in studio when you were working with Andy.
Yeah, I still have nightmares of that.
Yeah, you're like...
Some shows have porn stars doing stuff in the studios.
There was us.
We have guys making animals out of their dongs and burgers.
Yeah, and cheeseburgers. And
cheeseburgers, mm-hmm. Yes. It was impressive.
Yeah. But then you're like, boy, I really didn't need to be impressed by this.
And they were nice guys. Like, you want us to put you on the list to come see us tonight? I'm like, I've seen enough.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you.
So you didn't go home and try it out for yourself there, Steve?
100%. Yes, I did, Rev.
Oh, of course. He knew he was going to be married someday. He knew he'd have to entertain his wife
of
in some way, shape, or form.
Of course you got to try. Hey, yeah.
Check this out. Yeah. Let's go to Ken in Shoreline. Ken, you are on the Rock.
Hey, BJ, Shay.
Hey, Ken from Shoreline. What's up, buddy? What did you do that was
that
dumb?
Didn't
you
work out the way I expected.
Don't worry about it, buddy. You know what? You're almost a professional at this now.
Right. So anyway, but when I was in high school, my mom bought a new Camaro, and I was watching Dukes of Hazzard, and I was like, oh, yeah, those guys go around their neighborhoods. They're sliding around, so I can do that, you know? And about a second later, I was into a tree in somebody's front yard.
Oh, and a nice new car. Oh.
Yeah, and I couldn't afford, you know, to fix it or anything at the time. So, yeah, it was kind of a bummer.
That does suck, man. Yeah. I got lucky because I almost ran into a pole underneath a bridge. And luckily, I stopped short and slid in right near. And then I realized, wow, these cars are really not easy to handle because they got a lot of, like, I'm an idiot and I better never do this again. So I got lucky I didn't pull a Ken. Damn. Oh, that sucks.
Somebody just texted saying, going back to the Waiting one, I gave my mom the goat on accident, which is the thing they did in Waiting with the dong. My friends and I, we were watching Waiting, and I thought for sure I was going to get them good. Unfortunately, my mom walked into the room before they did.
Oh!
I'm an idiot, and dinner was awkward.
Yeah. That, you know, I don't know what's worse, you know, whether you're seeing your parents have sex or knowing your kids have seen you have sex or seeing your kid with the goat. I don't know.
I'd rather know walking on my kid having sex because at least they weren't there, like, waiting for me to walk in. At the moment, the mom didn't know that he was trying to make a funny thing with his friend. So yeah. All of a sudden, when she walks in, he's looking at her like, aha.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Look at the goat.
You think that, what would you now? You, your grandmother basically got to see you with the vinegar strokes. Would you rather have her see the goat or what she saw?
Oh, I'd rather her see the goat.
Yeah. I think so. Mm. At least that's a little comical. She doesn't get to see you in that intimate moment. Oh, still disturbing story. Let's go to Jared in Arlington, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Jared, you are on the Rock.
ABJ.
Hey, Jared, what stupid thing did you try because you saw it on TV or a movie?
Me and my late brother, we used to have actual wrestling matches in our shop on a cement floor.
Now, your late brother didn't... This isn't going to be one of those morbid stories. That's how he became your late brother.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Jeez, that would be a horrible call.
Awkward.
Yeah.
No. The worst that ever happened was I knocked him out for 10 minutes.
Oh, that's the worst. All right.
Jeez.
On a cement floor, you're doing wrestling moves.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever think, because I'll be honest with you, I never realized the ring was as bouncy as it was. And so I can't really give you a hard time because I think I probably would have just done it on a regular surface too, not realizing that bouncy ring is really helpful for wrestling.
Yeah, we weren't really thinking. We were just thinking, hey, let's have a wrestling match. First one to be out cold wins.
And you won.
"Oh, I won." 10 minutes later, he woke up, saw me just playing video games. Like, "Oh, you're up. Great. Let's go another round."
Were you not at all concerned? I mean, whole idea of like your brother being out for 10 minutes would freak me out.
That would freak me out.
And is that even possible? I don't know. I've never seen someone knocked out for that long of a period of time.
Yeah, that's
when the back of your head hits the cement floor from the couch. It happens.
Jeez, dude, and you guys are ready to do it again. You didn't think maybe no.
Yeah, we weren't really thinking.
There you go. Now, you guys weren't drunk, were you?
No, I was only like maybe 10 at the time, 10, 11.
Oh, okay.
Parents are very proud, though.
All right, see, it. Wow, dude, man. That I would be scared as all hell at 10 years old, all of a sudden my brother's not waking up for 10 minutes.
It just seems a little ridiculous. Yeah.
Now you and your brother had a contentious relationship. So I don't know. You might have been celebrating.
Well, I mean, it was more just him liking to beat me up. I mean, it wasn't really like, you know.
You're right. It was one sided.
It was a one sided relationship.
You were like, "Oh, I'm actually cool with him. He just beats me up."
I'm trying to be cool with him, but every once in a while, he just throws me around.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I think he would actually. My brother, even in those days, would have been a little concerned if I was knocked out for 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because he knows you were the apple of your mother's eyes.
Right.
That would have been a beating.
Oh, he would have been so much trouble.
Oh, so much trouble.
I just texted says, "Like many others, I'm sure, I tried the strikeout from the movie Beer Fest. I ripped the bong, take a shot, and chug a beer while keeping the smoke inhaled."
Yeah, that work.
It went surprisingly well.
Wow.
All right.
Good on him. Yeah.
I did not expect that end.
Yeah, no, I expected a lot of puking involved.
Yeah, definitely. The Monty Python scene is what I expected. Get me a bucket is what I thought was going to happen. All right, we got to tell you about this dude that learned a very valuable lesson in life. I think we should all learn this. Never fight a man with an eye patch outside of an underground strip club.
Okay.
Yeah. This happened. I will tell you about this at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.